Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. The House Agriculture Committee marked up the Farm Food and Security Act, otherwise known as a Farm Bill, after debating for 13 hours before passing it with a bipartisan majority. The bill now advances to the House floor, where its scheduling remains uncertain. Joe Gilson, Director of Government Affairs with the American Farm Bureau Federation, says they support the bill as presented by the House Agriculture Committee Chair Glenn G.T. Thompson.
Producers, farmers, ranchers across the country have faced some headwinds in recent years with inflation, with softening commodity prices. And I think this bill answers the call to those farmers and ranchers who produce for our country to give them that safety net. And so it's going to be really important, I think, that we get the bill on the House floor. Obviously, we know the tight margins in the House and in the Senate as well that could prevent the Speaker from being able to do that. But that is what the American Farm Bureau is going to be asking for, is for this bill to continue to move forward in the process to get a vote on the House floor.
Gilson adds that with the tight margins in the House, Republicans have a majority of 5, and they need the bill to be a bipartisan bill. Otherwise, this farm bill will not make it to the House floor. For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.